Well, good morning, and welcome to the presentation of results of Fluidra for the financial year 2014. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I am the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders for Fluidra. The presentation will be being made by Dr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoret, Corporate General Manager. The document that will be used as support for this presentation is available in our webpage under the results link. It has also been sent this morning to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find it in that institution's website. The recording for this multi-conference will be available the following working day on the company's webpage under the shareholders and investors link. So we'll start the presentation. Eloy Planes has the floor. Thank you, Christina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for 2014. We started more than 1 year ago a financial year with a clear goal, a clear target of going back to normality, both in terms of balance sheet and P&L account. It's an objective, it's a target that we have clearly reached. We analyze the data of the year, of last year, in which the company has gone back to positive results, and the generation of cash has allowed us to place the debt-EBITDA ratio in 2.3 times. The evolution of the markets under constant currency terms has been positive practically in all of the countries in which we operate. Europe has shown recovery and stability except for France and Asia, and Australia and South America have been clear growth drivers. The positive trend has speeded up during the third and fourth quarters, showing the latter a growth rate of 11.2% under constant perimeter and currency. The perception of greater stability in Europe and the opportunities internationally have made the company to concentrate its focus on growth by reinforcing and prioritizing strategies focused on gaining market share, thus taking advantage of our leadership position. Let me now analyze the results, and that's on page number 3. We see that sales reach 593.8 million euro, practically the same compared to last year. The sales growth, adjusted by constant currency and perimeter, are 2.7%. The evolution of the company's gross margin has been rather satisfactory, going from 49.1% to 50.9%. This fact, together with the operational deleveraging, has had a positive impact on the company's profits, placing EBITDA at 65.7 million euros, 37.7% more than last year, and raising the company's net profits up to 6.6 million euros compared to the negative results in 2013. The company's cash generation has just been excellent. The right management of the net working capital, minus 2.6%, and the greater generation of through the P&L account has allowed us to generate more than 30 million of free cash flow after acquisitions. This has repositioned our debt into 151.6 million, 35 million below 2013. In 2014, we have not only reached our financial expectations, but this year, 2014, has been a very proactive year, as you can see on page number 4, in which Fluidra has kept on creating and building up its own future. Europe has shown, as I have said, some recovery signs, and after many years of adaptation to the market, in Spain we have opened in 2014 two new branches in Blanes and the Puerto de Santa Maria. In France, we sold in June the irrigation subsidiary, mainly agricultural Irrigarone, thus contributing to the deleveraging of the group's balance sheet whilst focusing on our main core businesses. Internationally, it has also been a very, very active year, highlighting the opening of Vietnam to give support to the growth of the Southeastern Asian region and a subsidiary in Kazakhstan, a market with great potential for our pool and wellness businesses. With these openings, Fluidra has already got 43 subsidiaries throughout the world, out of which 7 are located in Asia. very solid financial situation of Fluidra, our great presence internationally, and the stability of European markets place Fluidra in a very exceptional position to take advantage of the existing opportunities. Next, I'm going to give the floor to our corporate general manager, Mr. Xavier Sintintere, who will explain in greater detail the results of the financial year 2014. Thank you very much, Aloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results obtained. On page number 5, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. The sales figure grows by 0.2%, which in constant currency terms would imply a growth rate of 1%. If we eliminate the effect of the activities disposed of, the growth under currency term would have been of 2.7%. The pace in the company's sales growth has been speeding up throughout the year, so that if we adjust under constant currency and perimeter, after one quarter of reductions, the second quarter grew by 1.6%, the third quarter grew by 4.8%, and the fourth quarter grew up by 11.2%. In the next slide, we will analyze the composition of the sales figure by geographic areas and business units in greater detail. The gross margin reaches 302.2 million, 50.9%. This piece of data accounts for an increase of 180 base points, explained in partly by the low marginality of two turnkey projects carried out in the south of Europe the previous year, and in part by the good management of prices and the contention of costs in purchasing carried out by the company. The operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach 4.6 million, 227.7 million, 4.2 million less than the previous year, in spite of having invested 4.6 additional million in Asia, Australia, and South America for growth. To promote growth, the company has implemented most of its restructuring plans, but the speeding up of the growth pace in the last few quarters have implied the decision to carry out greater investment in OPEX. Provisions for bad debt reach 8.9 million euro, with a specific impact of 2 million during the second quarter, which occurred in the Middle East area and Northern Africa. And during the second half of the year, the percentage of provisions over sales has been located at 1.4% compared to 3.2% the previous year. The improvement in EBITDA, which goes from 47.7 to 65.7 million euro, is explained by the growth of the margin, the reduction of OPEX and provisions, and the results of the disposals program. The year's depreciation reached 41.1 million euro, which is significantly above the year's CAPEX value. And it includes figures of depreciation of intangibles which belong to purchases carried out in previous years, as well as 3.5 million in reduction in the in our goodwill, which result from the impairment test belonging to the distribution activity in large retailers in Europe. The financial result evolves from 17.6 million in 2013 to 9.4 million this year. The most relevant factors that explain this evolution are lower differences due to exchange rate, 1.5 million, an adjustment in the earnouts value, 6 million, and also a lower level of indebtedness, a lower level of gearing, 1 million, which compensate for the greater financial cost applied during this financial year to the banking debt. The improvement in the margin, the reduction of OPEX and provisions, and the lower financial expense explains the improvement in the net profit by almost 17 million euro, which goes from minus 10.2 to 6.6 million euro. On page number 6, you can see the evolution of sales by geographic area. Spain is performing well, with a growth rate of 3.7%, with a good behavior of the traditional channels and large retailers, with a speeding up of the growth pace during the last quarter. The south of Europe falls by 13.4%, which would be 4.8% if we adjusted according to the sold activities and the discontinued activities. This impact in the south of Europe is explained mainly by the weakness of the French market, both in terms of large accounts and in the traditional market, and it is well aligned with the market information managed by the French Swimming Pool Federation. The northern center of Europe have had a very good performance with double-digit growth rates with excellent results in Germany and the UK. Eastern Europe is basically flat, which if we adjusted for constant currency terms, it would go above 7%. And this difference is mainly due to the weakness of the Russian ruble. Asia and Australia show a growth rate of 7%, which if we translate it into constant currency terms, it is a growth rate of 10.2%, deeply affected by the impact of the Australian dollar and the Indonesian rupee during the first half of the year. During the second half of the year, we have seen a speeding up of the activity pace in this area, and the impact of exchange rate starts acting favorably. In the rest of the world, the growth rate is 4%, which, if we adjust it into constant currency terms, it is 5.8%, with different situations in North America, where the season has not been a good one because of the weather in the northeastern and the middle west in the USA, and with a good development in Latin America with significant growth rates in Brazil during the last two quarters. In general, it has been a very good financial year, except for the French market and the weakness of the USA. The rest of the markets have performed very well because during the year, under constant currency terms, they have grown at a pace of 6.6%. On page number 7, we show the evolution of the different groups' business units. In swimming pools, I'd like to highlight the good performance, reaching a 5% on the commercial side, promoted by the good performance in Latin America and Asia, especially during the second half of the year. Residential pools show a weaker evolution with a growth rate of 0.8%. Water treatment grows by 7.5%, and this is explained by a good performance in the domestic field, which compensates for a lower supply of equipment for industrial water treatment. Irrigation shows the result of the disposal of the Irrigarone in June, which under the constant perimeter is under growth. Fluid handling grows at rate of 1.2% with a recovery of the Asian market during the second half of the year, which compensates for a certain weakness in Europe. And finally, projects reflect the decision to suppress this activity. And this year, we are only ending the projects that had been hired previously. On page number 8, we show the group's working capital, which shows a good evolution, reaching 176.8 million euro at the year's end, with a fall of 2.6%, which is explained by the good evolution of the customer's balance, which is reduced by 6.8% when the sales during the last quarter grew by 8.1%. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. The free cash flow improves by 81%, reaching 30.3 million euro compared to 16.8 million euro the previous year. This improvement is due partly to lower payments for acquisitions and part for a greater generation before acquisitions. The mix in the flow, the flow's improvement, is due to a better performance of the P&L account mainly. Once again, the company has generated cash very significantly, much above the net profit. This year, the target of cash has been mainly the reduction of the debt, which at the year's end was 151.6 million euros compared to 186.8 million euro the previous year. As you can see on page number 10, the net financial debt over EBITDA ratio improves substantially, and it is at 2.3 times well aligned with the guidance given at the beginning of the year. The company's balance, the comp- company's balance sheet is quite solid, and it is well-structured, and this allows us to develop our internationalization and diversification plans. As you can see on page number 11, the company has decided to take advantage of its good results and the financial market circumstances at the beginning of this year to close yesterday on the 25th of February a new financial, a new syndicated financial operation for a value of 210 million for 5 years. The new operation is composed of a loan tranche at 5 years for 155 million with an average life of 4.125 years and a revolving credit line of 55 million which is due on 2020. A significant part of the funds for this new loan will be devoted to cancelling the syndicated loan from 2012 with a reduction of financial costs above 50%, and for a whole year this will imply a reduction of the company's financial expenses above 4 million euro. During the first quarter, and as a result of the application of international accounting rules, we will carry out the write-off of the loans commissions in 2012, and we will pass through the account the commissions for these new operations. These two impacts reach about 4 million euro, out of which 3 million are cash and 1 million is not cash after the second quarter. And from then on, we will see financial savings above 1 million euro per quarter. To sum up, 2014 has been a very good year, and 2015 is starting with a very good financial operation, which shows the support that the banking community gives to the company's project. And without any further ado, I give back the floor to our CEO, Eloy Planes, so that he concludes this presentation of results. Well, thank you, Xavier. The figures we have shown you here today are well aligned with the expectations that we shared with you already a year ago. We have complied with our main target, which was going back to normality in terms of the balance sheet and P&L account ratios. The group's cash generation in 2014 has just been excellent, going above 30 million euro, locating or placing our debt around 150 million and consolidating a well-consolidated and solid balance sheet, which allows us to look towards the future with a consolidating vision of the market. The P&L account shows a significant recovery. Of course, it still has scope for improvement. The good evolution of the gross margin together with our operational deleveraging have placed our gross profit EBITDA in practically 66 million euro, 11.1% over sales. In 2014, we have recovered our profitability in Spain and in the rest of European mature markets. In addition to that, Australia and Brazil, which are the basis for our strategy in the Southern Hemisphere, have been real growth drivers. And we have kept on betting on the good performance of our international activity, and it is within this land where we frame the opening of Vietnam and Kazakhstan. As I mentioned beforehand, the greater stability of Europe and the opportunities for growth internationally allow our company to concentrate its focus on growth by reinforcing strategies focused on gaining market share in Europe and Australia, taking advantage of our operational leveraging. By keeping our growth pace in emerging markets like Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, being present in the markets we already have presence, and by increasing our commercial action in the rest of the world, and by implementing our development plans in our focus markets in Latin America. Our prospects for 2015 are positive indeed. We start out with some solid results in markets that allow us to make headway forcefully. Our estimations for 2015 are the following. We want to have sales between 605 and 625 million euro to increase our profitability, placing our EBITDA between 70 and 74 million, and by keeping our net financial debt below 2.5 times our EBITDA. The results in 2014 show and demonstrate our management capacity, and they place us once again in a unique global position in our sector, in our industry, to grow and to develop our business both geographically and by activities. We're fully convinced that we're starting out a new growth path that's both sustainable and sustained. And now, we would like to thank you for your participation in this multi-conference, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. So let's now start the Q&A. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A starts now. If you want to ask a question, please press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The first question comes from Francisco Ruiz from Exane BNP Paribas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have several questions. Could you clarify how much is the intangibles and the costs that you mentioned that affect this year's EBITDA? And secondly, with regards to the prospects, first of all, how do you think will the working capital evolve under this expansion movement? And secondly, the ratio you have given us of debt EBITDA of 2.5, it implies that in theory there is no improvement, that there is a growth of the debt below 2.5, but there is a growth of the debt. Can we say that this is a conservative hypothesis, or do you think there will be an expansion of CapEx in 2015? Thank you.
Hello, Paco. Good morning, and thank you for your questions. In the P&L account in 2014, we have about 13 million in terms of intangibles depreciation, and additionally to that, we have 3.5 million from the write-off of the mass market goodwill that I explained during my presentation. Therefore, if you look at the depreciation, the recurrent depreciation, you will see that it's slightly above 23 or 24 million, which is well aligned with the CapEx, the recurrent CapEx for the group. Now, the expense level, the one-off expense level that affects the EBITDA, it is of about 5 million, about 5 million euro, and they are compensated partly by the effect of the capital gains of the disposals, the divestments that we mentioned during the second quarter of the year. And with regards to your two last questions, the impact we foresee in our working capital, of course, our business is working capital intensive. That's one of the keys to our success, to the success of Fluidra's business model, but we do have challenges and plans to improve our efficiency. And in part, you have seen this in the results that we have presented for 2014. Of course, we follow that same line, and we want to improve our net working capital over sales ratio during the next financial years. But of course, growth implies an investment in working capital. And with regards to the debt target, our target is to keep at the end of the year under 2.5 times. And the fact that we have mentioned this, well, you may interpret it as being conservative, or you may understand it as that, well, given that Fluidra is a consolidating company, with the balance sheet structure that we have currently, we will see again, I believe, some inorganic activity during the next year.
Well, thank you. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to remind you that if you want to ask a question, you must press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you.
Good morning. I have a question about some figures you have given for 2015.
The income, according, they should grow by approximately, well, in 2015. My question is, could you give us a breakdown of how much is the organic growth under constant currency terms, and what's the impact you estimate due to the evolution of the exchange rate, which is now favorable, as you have mentioned beforehand? How much could it come from the inorganic side? Thank you.
Hi, Alberto. We could not hear you well, but I think you are asking me about the breakdown of guidance with the impact of the foreign exchange, organic and inorganic.
Well, the guidance has been built up based on some net growth rates under a constant perimeter between 3% and 6%, and with an impact of currency
which, I mean, if the exchange rates were kept at the level they are nowadays, it would be 2.5 points approximately. Of course, you have to discount the perimeter effect caused by the disposal of Irigaray. I mean, this is under constant perimeter terms. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. There are no further questions, both in Spanish or in English. Well, thank you very much indeed. So this is the end of the presentation. We thank you for your presentation and have a very pleasant day. Thank you.